Imagine a world where women stop competing for male attention and instead make men compete for theirs. Where instead of anxiously checking your phone, you're confidently pursuing your passions while quality men line up for a chance at your time. This isn't fantasy. It's what happens when you stop being a typical woman and embrace your inner power. The dating landscape has devolved into Netflix and chill, passing for dates, and side chick becoming an accepted relationship status. Yet women continue following outdated rules that leave them heartbroken and confused. The truth? Most women present themselves as interchangeable hamburgers to men, expected, predictable, found on every menu, while wondering why they keep getting typical results. That impressive degree? Your six-figure salary, your immaculate apartment, none of these things make you special in the dating world. While listing your accomplishments on dates, the man across from you is nodding politely but internally yawning. He's dated the lawyer, the teacher, the nurse, all with identical qualities you're presenting as unique. For men of certain caliber, meeting educated, employed women is as common as rain in Seattle. Similarly, your cooking skills or sexual prowess won't win his heart. Men will happily accept your domestic goddess qualities without developing genuine love. Even your appearance, which you might obsess over, isn't your defining quality. When typical women see others in relationships, they react with either superior jealousy, "I'm prettier, why is she taken?" or inferior envy, "She's so much prettier than me." Both reactions reveal the same insecurity. The only men truly impressed by your material success are users who see what you have as what they'll soon possess. What truly hooks a quality man isn't your surface-level attributes. It's your authentic self, your inner confidence, and the unique energy you bring to his world. Men's apparent emotional unavailability is actually a strategic filtering system to distinguish between sexual objects and potential romantic interests. By their 30s, most men develop a representative, a persona that appears emotionally open while revealing little. A placeholder is a sexual object who stays longer than most, holding space until a game changer appears. Key signs include: he tells but doesn't show love, you feel unappreciated, and you constantly seek his attention. For men, sex represents conquest and novelty more than just physical pleasure. While few pursue new partners regularly, many seek women who provide the girlfriend experience without commitment. These placeholder relationships can persist long-term, leading women to mistake longevity for significance. Society conditions women to be passive, while men pursue their desires through a master morality system. Yet history shows true success comes from those who break rules, not follow them. Being special isn't about belief, it's about breaking patterns and achieving different results. Your insecurities trap you in fear, preventing bold action. The key mindset shift starts with, "I rule this world." Traditional advice, being nice, waiting for the right man, rarely delivers promised rewards. Past relationship traumas and childhood experiences can persist despite external changes. Remember, the true glow-up only happens in one part of your body, the mind. Your thoughts shape your reality. While claiming to want abundance, your dominant thoughts often expect failure. You see success as exceptional rather than normal, creating a world of realistic limitations instead of greatness. Your universe either benefits or frustrates you. The choice is yours. To become a game changer, you must rebrand yourself and project confidence authentically. Accept yourself completely when you look in the mirror each morning, without hiding behind angles or tricks. What you genuinely feel inside radiates outward. Attraction isn't about conventional beauty, it's about the magnetic appeal of knowing your worth. The most memorable beauties often have distinctive features, like Julia Roberts' smile or Madonna's gap. Even Cleopatra, with her hook nose, commanded empires through her allure. Stop letting selfish be a guilt trigger that makes you put others first. Your life has room for one star, you. Everyone else is supporting cast. Keep those who add value, remove those who don't. Men aren't prizes to win, but rather supporting actors in your love story. Your thoughts about them become self-fulfilling prophecies. Remember, you're the star of your story, not them. As a confident woman, you don't desperately search for men. They naturally come to you. The first step is admitting what you want. Something serious, something fun, or something beneficial. Indecision shows fear, and powerful women aren't afraid to declare their desires. The essence of flirting isn't about sexual innuendo. It's about confidence. You must erase the fear of rejection and embrace your own appeal. Sexiness functions as a shield. You can't be both nervous and sexy simultaneously. Whether you're a seductress who leads with touch and eye contact, or a tomboy who relies on wit, your approach must be authentic and delivered with conviction. When pursuing men already in your life, coworkers, classmates, or acquaintances, fear of rejection often keeps these relationships stagnant. Abandon what-if thinking, which is the disease of a weak mind. Instead, declare your intention. The opening will be there, and I will go for it. On dates, take control of the conversation rather than waiting for him to lead. Create playful challenges that break his cool guy facade while secretly testing how much he values you. The success of a first date isn't determined by location, but by meaningful conversation that reveals his true intentions. Winning a championship is easier than defending it, just as making a commitment is simpler than maintaining one. Growing apart isn't just temporary anger. It's when someone stops caring and emotionally disconnects. A man can grow apart while sharing your bed, and most women miss the early warning signs. Less talking, less sharing, less patience. For women in troubled relationships who want to salvage what they have, the solution is to risk the dick, reclaiming power by being willing to lose the relationship to save it. This approach requires confidence and fearlessness, taking a gamble that proves you trust yourself. When your partner seems stressed or unhappy, don't try to fix him by networking on his behalf or offering unsolicited advice. This only emasculates him further. Instead, be his journal. Ask about his life, listen carefully, and reflect his words back to him. This builds trust without judgment. Remember your worth daily. You deserve the affection you poured into others, happiness without sadness, and to be spoiled without repayment. You deserve trust without paranoia, confidence without humility checks, and to be the priority in every way. This power is your birthright. Men don't love women like you, they worship them.